The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
February 2nd, 2024, SmackDown majorly eventful tonight. Bayley turned face, broke up Damage Control, Tiffany Stratton debuted, and we're doing a quick hit because Cody Rhodes was there to face off with Roman Reigns and make his WrestleMania decision, and he said, "Roman, I'm going to take everything from you, but not at WrestleMania. I had some counsel in this matter." Cody goes to the back, leaving looking quite sad and dejected as The Rock came out and faced off with Roman Reigns. It is happening at WrestleMania. Poor Cody, the hashtag that is trending right now. Raj, you watched the clip. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, so we've been talking about this for a while. I'm, like I mentioned in our podcast earlier today, I'm in the mountains. I'm with some friends. And so I put the segment on for my friends, right? Love Cody Rhodes, obviously. I'm a huge fan. They didn't care when Cody was out, right? No attention. The Rock comes out. Everyone's paying attention. I'm going to move it to my friend Katie. Katie.
Hi. Yeah, I mean, we're watching it. And honestly, no offense, but I don't watch wrestling. I don't really care about wrestling. But I saw this segment, and I kind of want to watch it. I mean, there's a couple good-looking guys, and I think I want to watch it.
And it's The Rock.
So that's the thing. Like, this appeals to a whole different league of fans. And I just think, you know, I get why fans are upset that Cody's not getting that match. From the moment that The Rock stepped on Raw, the minute before, I wanted Cody to get that match, you know? But this is just a dream match larger than life. It's going to bring in tons of people. It's just best for business. And I know people will say, well, WrestleMania is already sold out. It's not just about tickets. It's about getting new fans in. Like we just saw with Katie. She's, you know, kind of interested in this match. And there's a bunch of other people that will be as well. So it's a larger than life dream match. So as a business, it makes total sense.
No, and it's crazy, right? This is the ripple effect, perhaps, of CM Punk's injury, plus the rightful negative press WWE has had.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if Triple H wants some more of that positive to focus on, this is about as big as it gets. This is the biggest match they could put on. But what's very interesting tonight, you know, I talked about this on this podcast and others that, oh, I think it's going to be The Rock and Roman at WrestleMania, but then Cody wins the Rumble. This really made me sad for Cody tonight.
Oh, like, yeah. You could tell, you could see the disappointment in his face. I mean, I felt for him for sure. I mean, look, this is the classical two schools of thoughts, the mainstream versus the fans, right? The hardcore fans. And I just feel like the right move was done, but you can't, regardless of who you are, you watch that, you can't help but feel for Cody.
No, absolutely.
But at the same time,
the story was Dusty not winning the title from Superstar Billy Graham at Madison Square Garden. We've talked about this before. So really the story would be Cody winning that title in Madison Square Garden. And when people are like, oh, well, he changed the story to Roman Reigns. He can't change the story. The story is Dusty not winning the title at Madison Square Garden. And if he wants to finish that story, ultimately, it's not about Roman. It's not about WrestleMania. It's about him winning that title. Madison Square Garden makes it more sweet, but it's just him winning that title.
And I just looked this up. That match was in late September 1977. So if they can get Survivor Series at Madison Square Garden this year, and Cody says it was a fall night at Madison Square Garden where my father had the opportunity and couldn't do it, they can set this up to where it makes all the sense in the world for Cody. But him winning the Rumble, I mean, I want to talk about this because, unfortunately, did you watch what Roman did before The Rock came out, before Cody came out tonight?
No, I only watched from when Cody came in.
Roman was out there doing a little roast.
I heard he roasted Seth pretty good.
Going, I work a tenth as much as he does, and I make 10 times the money. Seth's out there in his wife's clothes. You know, he walks like he was doing an invitation the way he walked. Like Roman's out there, like doing a Friars Club roast tonight of this.
I'm going to watch the whole thing after this is done. That's
It was silly that, I mean, like, what I didn't like is Cody didn't come out there tonight and Cody didn't give a full-throated decision where he said, I want to face Seth. Or you know what? If he would have said, I want to face Gunther, the Intercontinental Championship, that's the real workhorse title. I'm going for that. Instead, he went out there and said, oh, but I talked to somebody else. And then like walked out with his tail between his legs, looking like Charlie Brown, sad sacking it. It really jabrones his Rumble win. And now Monday, I don't know how he could be like, well, Seth, I thought about it. I'm going to face you. Like that title already looked like a consolation prize when we thought Cody was going to win it originally. Now this, and Roman like roasted it tonight. This really, really jabroned Cody.
But did Roman roast the title or Seth?
Both.
What do you say about the title?
It's the number two title.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah, you shouldn't be saying that, but...
No, he really, really, really capped on it tonight. Capped in the way our generation talks about it, not the newer generation. But no, he really just made it seem like nothing. And we've got a special guest joining us tonight. This is our first outside guest on Gigantic Pop, the number one Cody Rhodes fan in the world, Issa, NYC Demon Diva, my partner in podcasting in many other endeavors. Issa, I mean, I know you're like ride or die Roman, but you feel bad for Cody, right?
No
sympathy. Heartless.
By the way, hi Issa. It's been a while. We've been
hello, Raj. This is like the good old days. Me and Raj. We stay in touch.
Yeah, we do stay in touch. We'll be out there in Puerto Rico soon. So
I'm gonna show Raj how Puerto Ricans do it.
Yeah. Nice. Yes, Stellar just Lopez quoting Roman. My little bro Seth Rollins. That's right. No pop. Roman was vicious tonight. He could not have put down, like, if Cody cannot choose Seth Rollins. Now I think Gunther is the choice because Gunther doesn't have Brock, rightfully so. I think Cody versus Gunther is a banger.
Yeah.
For Mania.
Just for the Intercontinental title.
Okay. How do you book Cody for Mania?
All right, this is what I do. I have him wrestle Seth, beat Seth, and then he's doing his thing for a while. And then at Survivor Series, he challenges Roman title versus title. And finally finishing the story, Survivor Series, Madison Square Garden, do it. He wins. Roman beats Hogan's record. I know people are going to be like, that's not the record, British Machino, Paul Backlund. Yeah. It's the record for... WWF as a national promotion. So
yeah, it was such an accurate description of what people are like.
Yeah, but you know, So yeah, you kind of get everything. And Cody wins it, Survivor Series, Madison Square Garden, where his dad couldn't win it, where his dad was cheated out of the title, where he thought he won it. Belt was pulled away from him. Cody has that belt held high. Dude, and he unifies the title. You don't need two world titles because now you have a champion with Cody that is working a full-time schedule that could appear on both shows as needed. And yeah, I think that's how I would do it.
But Issa, we were talking about this earlier. After tonight, Roman versus Seth, I really want to see now.
That's the person that should, it shouldn't be Cody. It should be Seth.
Wow. This is tough, man. I feel like...
But you could do Roman versus Seth, but have Seth lose the title to Cody, right? And then Seth is his first, is Roman's first challenger after The Rock. So you still get that Seth versus Roman feud without Seth's title, with Seth no longer being champion. Right?
Possibly. No? But I think that with Seth being the only person that Roman hasn't beat on pay-per-view, it will make sense for Seth to be the person that dethrones Roman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as Jimmy's pointing out, and other people have, Roman hasn't beaten Seth. That's...
He did beat him on an episode of Raw, but not on pay-per-view.
Yeah, never on pay-per-view.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's a huge
Seth
match.
Seth is the guy to beat Roman on pay-per-view during this reign, other than that tag match where Jay Uso did.
Right. Yeah. It's just weird, man. Cody fans last year... And we all know them. Cody fans last year thought it was a done deal that Cody was beating Roman at WrestleMania.
Not me.
He wins the Rumble this year. First person to win back-to-back in 26 years. Calls his shot for the rematch with Roman and was like, it's happening this year. And I think it's actually worse that we don't even get the match. I mean, it would have been in a weird way, epically cinematic, if Roman would beat Cody again at WrestleMania. But not even having the match is crazy. But what's interesting, though, because Cody said not at WrestleMania, there is no night one, night two plan. That is not happening.
What do you mean?
You know? Well, it's not going to be The Rock versus Roman night one, Cody versus Roman night two.
Right.
Cody said not at WrestleMania.
If they talk Roman into working Elimination Chamber, they could do Cody and Roman at Elimination Chamber. Cody wins it there, and it's still Rock versus Roman at Mania. I don't see that happening. But that is a possibility. But it is.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Him winning the title at 4 a.m. the, you know, 4 a.m. the U.S. or whatever, 6 a.m. Just not the same as holding off on him beating, winning that title at Madison Square Garden, and he wins Seth's title in the meantime.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. It's exciting. Cody has all the baby face sympathy on earth right now. But yeah, I just really don't like that what he said tonight was not an affirmative. And The Rock staring down Roman, though, that was a huge moment. It was an absolutely huge moment tonight.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Of course it was. It's a huge match.
And I just because I don't want to sound like I'm saying anything against Cody, because I'm not. I think Cody has been fantastic. I think he's the number one full-time babyface in the company over Randy Orton, over, you know, guys that have been there, you know, a long time. I guess that's Randy Orton, and I don't know who else would be on that level, but, you know, I think
Cody's number one.
But this is, just look at how the crowd reacted to Cody when he came out and to The Rock when he came out. You can argue The Rock is still new, it's still fresh, in the sense that he's not there every week. So every time he's going to appear, it's going to be big at first and then dissipate. But it still felt like larger than life, dream match. Mm-hmm. Something beyond wrestling, something that's going to be talked about everywhere, you know?
Yes. And
Cody versus Roman is great for wrestling fans, but it's not that larger than life dream match that's going to get, it'll get mainstream attention because everything in WrestleMania does, but not like The Rock versus Roman.
Yeah. Raj, however you're holding your phone right now is covering the microphone. So you're sounding muffled.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
So bad at this.
That's okay. That's clean. I got to get a kickstand case.
I'm turning 50 case. In a couple of years.
In a couple of years. Aren't we all? No, I think that they got to give Cody something good for Mania. They have to give him something. I mean,
yeah, he can be the host. He can be the host.
But isn't main eventing night one against Seth Rollins a huge deal?
I don't know, man. No, go back and watch tonight. Yeah. Like, they really made that look. Yeah, that, like, okay, Rollins gave an amazing promo Monday hyping up why Cody should face him. And tonight, The Rock's rebuttal really made it clear that it's like, no, maybe that's not that cool, you know?
Yikes.
Yeah, it was tough.
I'm excited for the match.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Issa.
No, I'm just saying I'm super excited for the match. It's a huge match, and it should be the main event of WrestleMania 40.
Yeah. No, it's getting a lot of media attention. It's good for WWE. They got to come up with something. But, no, breaking, I mean, look. What's that?
It's breaking Twitter tonight.
Yeah. Well, poor Cody is trending. Finish the story. I don't know. I'm curious, you know, what else everyone in the chat thinks. I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of people are conflicted. Bravim Sani, $5 Canadian, saying, do you think one match is worth it over risking a babyface who could potentially carry your company for the next 2 to 5 years? What if people turn on The Rock?
Then they turn on him.
It is worth it.
I agree. It is worth it. It's the biggest movie star on the planet.
He's the Scorpion King. Give him respect, everybody.
Hey, the Scorpion King was a hit.
I know. No, I don't know. It's crazy. You know, wrestling is, oh, wow, James. That's
whoa.
Oh my god, that's actually,
I will say this has got people emotional. And, you know, and it's definitely one of those things you don't want The Rock to be out there every week. Because you could get that underground sentiment starting to take over. You want to limit his appearances. So that way, every time he comes out, huge pop. And let him come up with some new stuff. And it'll be magic, man. I'm telling you, again, it's just, this is just larger than life. This is Pacquiao versus Mayweather.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to do it. It's just so weird after the Rumble. Think about Cody in that press conference. And the way he was throwing shade at everyone, like, I told you, I'm going to be the guy. This is what's out. Like, and then you compare that to tonight, like, go Saturday to Friday. And it was like, oh, how quick things change in a week.
And CM Punk screwed it all up.
Oh, man. That's a good point, Steven. It's like, where's Damian Priest fit in all this? He's got to cash in that briefcase.
He tweeted.
What did he tweet?
Something about interesting or something like that, you know, to the effects of he's watching.
Okay.
He's never really made a move for the Universal Championship. He's always kind of gone for the World Championship. So,
yeah,
it's interesting to see what he'll do here.
I just feel like he's got to take a back seat because right now you've got the big dog. You know, his time will come. He's going to be a big star. But this is, you know, with Cody, Rollins, Roman, The Rock, you got such huge stars in the mix that that story's just got to take a back seat.
Okay, here's how I'm going to book this.
Okay.
Monday, Cody has a mental break and shows up as Stardust again.
Oh, no. I hate this already.
I think this could carry him through to Survivor Series.
No.
You know? Yeah.
You don't want to remind people about Stardust.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Diamond Dallas Page, Cody's phone's getting blown up. I'm sure DDP is blowing up Cody's phone like crazy right now. Just like inspirational gif after inspirational gif, you know? Proverbs, God has a plan, everything happens for a reason. Like, Mr. Positivity is in overdrive right now.
So, Issa, if you, with all the principles involved, let's say Punk didn't get hurt and he was still in the mix, what would be your two main events for WrestleMania?
Yeah, I always thought it would be Punk and Rollins and Rock and Roman. I think those were the biggest matches you could have done. I think that it's going to sell. But I was talking with Glenn earlier, and I just don't think that if I feel like The Rock and Roman is being planned for a little while. So I just don't understand why give the Rumble to Cody, because now you put yourself in this situation where if you don't give the Rumble to Cody, then people are not expecting for the story to be finished and the outrage doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple super chats. Delwyn Jones, 20 pounds. Wow, thank you, Delwyn, saying, no disrespect, Cody, but you can't turn down the money match at all. We just, the Rock schedule, we know what the Rock schedule looks like for the next year. An injury could change it. Things could change this, whether you like it or not. It's the match the fans like. Everybody wants to see this. Rock versus Roman, you got to do it now.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, WWE, like, no bullshit. Look at stuff like it's coming out of the Wall Street Journal today. Like, WWE needs to just blast positivity into the world right now. Because there are going to be more negative headlines.
Yeah, change the narrative. Yeah.
And Triple H needs positivity because if, you know, he gets a dull moment, he's got to read that lawsuit. So, sorry, I don't mean, look, I have to inject some humor into this incredible dark shit. But yeah, his answer was like, what? Like, if we could all take the time to read it, Trips, you can take the time to read it. Bigfoot Sneakerhead, Buck99, what if Cody calls out Stone Cold for night one? Hey, at this point, give Cody something big, man. But
or Cena. I saw somebody said Cena.
That'd be interesting.
I mean, we all know that did great things for Austin Theory last year. So
the only problem with Cena is he loses every time. Like, they should have had him beat Solo. Solo didn't really gain anything from that win. He shouldn't have lost to Austin Theory. He should have gotten a win at that WrestleMania. By beating him all the time, no one expects him to win anymore. And if he had gotten some wins along the way, him and Cody, it's still going to be a big match, but it would be that much bigger if he had some wins. But you could definitely do Cena. Austin, I think, is a long shot, obviously. But look, I know people are going to be like, oh, you just like the old stuff. You got to move in with the new. But dude, who would not love to see Stone Cold in the ring again? After the great performance he had with Kevin Owens.
Damn, TYGE Worldwide saying Cody versus Rollins, and Priest cashes in. Rollins gets his karma. Like, how much do you hate Cody that he gets the consolation match and he doesn't even get to win? You know? Oh, man.
Because that's not the story. His story is the Roman title. So if he doesn't get pinned here, if Priest inserts himself into the match like Rollins did and he pins Rollins, Cody doesn't really lose anything from that scenario.
That is true.
I mean, and there were just stories coming out. Cody sold the most merch Rumble weekend.
Yeah, Cody's... because that's the only merch they had there. Damn. I was there. I can tell you that right now. There was no Roman shirts anywhere in the superstores.
Did they have, and I'm sure, obviously they don't have The Rock, but did they have a lot of Punk merch? Or?
Yeah, which was selling very well as well. But it was like a lot of like Royal Rumble center, like, you know, Royal Rumble shirts, and then a bunch of Cody and a bunch of obviously Judgment Day and CM Punk. But there wasn't a lot to pick from.
Yeah,
I was there.
Well, look, so here's the deal. This Thursday in Las Vegas, they are having a WrestleMania press conference at T-Mobile Arena. Issa might fly out for it. I'm wondering, I'm like 25 minutes from there. I'm like, should I go? Could I get credentialed? Like, who knows what's going to happen? But WrestleMania season is in full gear. Bayley announced tonight she's facing Io Sky for the SmackDown Women's title. Damage Control beat her up. Bayley's going to be a babyface now, it looks like.
Very well done.
We're in WrestleMania season. Yeah, it was very good. It was very good. So I don't know. So Raj, yeah, you keep thinking we're going to have like a peaceful weekend where nothing happens. I'm sure your phone's going to be blowing up from people backstage telling you how the mood is. Issa, I'm sure you're going to be hearing from people.
I sent out some texts. I haven't heard much back, but
yeah. No one texts me anything, but well, Leo Rush asked me to retweet things a couple times in the past. That's the best wrestler DM. Okay. So everybody have a good weekend. Like Cody fans, you're coping with this. I feel a lot of sympathy for Cody. I get it. It's tough. Matt Morgan.
He's going to be okay.
Yeah. And who knows if something else happens this weekend, Matt Morgan's around. Maybe we'll have some updates or news when Raj hears back from people. Issa, thank you for joining us. Our first guest, Raj, enjoy your weekend away. Everybody, please like, share, subscribe. Thank you for checking out Gigantic Pop and, hashtag poor Cody. We'll catch you back here next time. Take hashtag care, everybody.
Rock versus Roman.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.